Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need, when you need them, at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help, you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply. Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Have you ever felt like a lone warrior on a vast battlefield, surrounded by challenges that seem impossible to overcome? And those moments, when the weight of the world seems to crush your spirit. Remember this: in every battle you face, God is right there, fighting with you and for you. My friends, today we dive into the powerful truth that God is not distant in our struggles. He is our greatest defender, our mighty warrior, who steps onto the battlefield with us. I'm also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. Imagine for a moment a skilled violinist standing alone on a grand stage. The musician begins to play, fingers dancing across the strings, creating a beautiful melody. But as the piece progresses, the violinist falters, struggling to maintain the rhythm and hitting discordant notes. Just when it seems the performance will end in disaster, a masterful conductor steps onto the stage. With gentle guidance and expert direction, the conductor leads the violinist back into harmony, transforming the once faltering solo into a magnificent symphony. My dear friends, this is how God fights our battles. When we try to face life's challenges alone, we often find ourselves overwhelmed and out of tune. But when we invite God to take the lead, He orchestrates our struggles into a beautiful masterpiece of faith and victory. As we read in Exodus 14, verse 14, "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." This powerful verse reminds us that our role in life's battles is not to fight alone, but to trust in God's superior wisdom and strength. Today, I will share with you three powerful perspectives on how God fights our battles, providing comfort, strength, and unwavering hope in the face of life's greatest challenges. Number one, the unseen warrior. My friends, let's first consider the profound truth that God is our unseen warrior. In the midst of life's storms, when we feel most alone, God is there, fighting battles we cannot even see. This truth is beautifully illustrated in 2 Kings 6, verses 15 to 17. Here, we find the story of Elisha and his servant surrounded by an enemy army. The servant was terrified, but Elisha prayed, "Lord, open his eyes that he may see." Suddenly, the servant saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. God's invisible army had been there all along, ready to fight for them. My dear friends, how often do we, like Elisha's servant, feel overwhelmed by the visible challenges before us? We see the bills piling up, the health reports that worry us, the relationships that seem beyond repair, But what if we could see the spiritual realm? What if our eyes were open to the mighty forces that God has already set in motion on our behalf? The battles we face are not just in the physical world. There's a spiritual dimension where God is actively working, often in ways we cannot perceive. As Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6, verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." This verse reveals the true nature of our struggles. While we may see human faces or worldly circumstances as our opponents, the real battle is spiritual. And in this spiritual warfare, God is our chief warrior, leading armies we cannot see. Consider for a moment the battles you're facing right now. Perhaps it's a struggle with addiction, a financial crisis, or a health scare that's keeping you up at night. Now, imagine God's unseen forces surrounding that situation, much like the horses and chariots of fire around Elisha. Picture heavenly warriors poised to act on your behalf, waiting for God's command. This is not mere fantasy, my friends, but the reality of God's involvement in our lives. In Zechariah 4, verse 6, we read, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts." This verse reminds us that the outcome of our battles doesn't depend on our strength or resources. It's God's Spirit.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers.
Do you want to help kids with their feelings but aren't sure how? You're not alone. Research shows many adults struggle to support kids' mental health. But help is here. Backed by experts at the Nationwide Children's Hospital, the Kids Mental Health Foundation offers free resources to help you create a supportive environment for the kids in your life. Visit kidsmentalhealthfoundation.org for more, because kids' mental health starts with us.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Spirit that ultimately brings victory. When we feel weak and inadequate, that's precisely when God's strength is most evident. As Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Our perceived weakness becomes the stage for God's power to shine brightest. In those moments when you feel most alone in your struggles, remember that appearances can be deceiving. Just as Elisha's servant couldn't initially see the heavenly army, we often fail to perceive God's active involvement in our situation. But our lack of perception doesn't negate God's presence or His work on our behalf. God's unseen warfare on our behalf is constant and unwavering. in Isaiah 49, verse 25. God declares, "I will contend with him who contends with you." This is a powerful promise of God's personal involvement in our struggles. He doesn't send us into battle alone. He steps into the fray with us and for us. My dear friends, this truth should fill us with courage and hope. No matter how dire our circumstances may seem, we are never truly outnumbered or overpowered. The God who created the heavens and the earth, who holds all power in his hands, is fighting for us. As we face our daily battles, let's pray for spiritual eyes to see God's unseen work. Let's ask for faith to trust in his invisible but powerful presence in every situation we face. Remember, the most significant victories are often won in the unseen realm before they manifest in our visible world. So, take heart, my friend. The next time you feel alone in your struggles, pause and remind yourself of the unseen warrior fighting for you. God is there, marshaling forces beyond our comprehension, all for your good and his glory. Trust in his unseen work and watch as he brings victory in ways you never imagined possible. Number 2, the strategic commander. My friends, let's consider God's role as the ultimate strategic commander. In our human understanding, we often view our challenges through a limited lens. We see only what's directly in front of us, struggling to make sense of our circumstances. But God, in his infinite wisdom, sees the entire battlefield of our lives. He understands not just our present struggles, but how they fit into the greater narrative of our existence. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, we read, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." This verse reveals God's strategic approach to our lives. He's not just reacting to our current situations, but he has a long-term plan for our welfare. When we're in the midst of a battle, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. We focus on immediate relief, on quick fixes to our problems. But God's strategy often works on a timeline that extends far beyond our current crisis. Consider the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis. From Joseph's perspective, being sold into slavery by his brothers was a disaster. His imprisonment on false charges must have seemed like the end of all his hopes and dreams. Yet, these apparent setbacks were part of God's strategic plan to save not just Joseph, but his entire family and the nation of Egypt from a devastating famine. As Joseph later told his brothers in Genesis 50, verse 20, "But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." This profound statement reveals the heart of God's strategic command. What appears to us as defeat may actually be a crucial step towards a greater victory. My dear friends, how might this truth change our perspective on the battles we face? What if the financial struggle you're experiencing now is preparing you for future abundance and generosity? What if the relationship challenges you're navigating are equipping you with wisdom and empathy to help others? What if your health crisis is positioning you to be a powerful testimony of God's healing and grace? God's strategic command often operates in ways that confound human wisdom. As we read in Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This passage reminds us that God's battle strategies may not always make sense to us at first. They may even seem contradictory or ineffective from our limited perspective. But just as a chess, Grandmaster sees moves that novice players can't comprehend, God's strategic actions in our lives are based on a level of wisdom and foresight we can't fully grasp. Think about the Battle of Jericho in the book of Joshua. From a military standpoint, marching around a city and blowing trumpets seems like a foolish strategy to bring down fortified walls. Yet, this was God's chosen method, and it resulted in a miraculous victory. Sometimes, God's battle plans for our lives may seem equally unconventional. He might lead us to forgive when we want to seek revenge. He might call us to give generously when we're worried about our own needs. He might direct us to rest and wait when we feel compelled to act. These divine strategies often defy human logic, but they align with God's higher ways. And this is why I encourage you to trust in God's guidance, even when His plans seem beyond our understanding. My friends, surrendering to God's strategic leadership requires faith and humility. It means acknowledging that our perspective is limited and that God sees what we cannot. It involves trusting that even when our circumstances seem chaotic, God is orchestrating events with precise intention and perfect timing. Remember, as our strategic commander, God doesn't just react to the enemy's moves. He's always several steps ahead, setting up victories we can't yet imagine. In Romans 8, verse 28, we're assured, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. This verse doesn't promise that everything that happens to us will be good, but that God will strategically use all things, even our struggles and setbacks, to ultimately bring about good in our lives. So, my dear friends, the next time you find yourself in the heat of battle, remember that you have the greatest strategic commander on your side. God is not surprised by your circumstances. He's not scrambling to come up with a plan. He's already prepared the path to victory, even if that path looks different than what you expected. Your role is to trust His leadership, to follow His guidance, and to have faith in His perfect strategy. As we read in Exodus 14, verse 13, "And Moses said to the people, 'Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which He will accomplish for you today.'" Sometimes the most strategic thing we can do in our battles is to stand still and watch God work. This doesn't mean being passive or uninvolved, but rather aligning ourselves with God's plan instead of frantically trying to control outcomes on our own. Trust in God's strategic command today. Believe that He is working all things together for your good, even when you can't see how. And remember, with God as your strategic commander, victory is not just possible, it's guaranteed. And number three, our source of strength. My friends, let's now focus on His role as our ultimate source of strength. While God often works in unseen ways and strategizes beyond our understanding, He also provides us with the power to actively participate in our victories. In Philippians 4, verse 13, Paul declares, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." This powerful verse reminds us that God doesn't just fight for us, but He gives us the strength to face our challenges. He infuses us with supernatural courage and ability to overcome. Think about David facing Goliath. God didn't strike down the giant with a bolt of lightning. Instead, He filled a young shepherd boy with the skill, courage, and faith to overcome a seemingly invincible foe. As David proclaimed in 1 Samuel 17, verse 47, "Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." David understood that while the battle belonged to the Lord, he still had a crucial role to play. My dear friends, this is how God often chooses to fight our battles. He equips us, strengthens us, and then sends us into the fray. When you feel weak, remember that God's strength is made perfect in your weakness. When you feel ill-equipped, recall that God often chooses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, we read, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us." God deliberately chooses to work through our frailty so that his power shines all the brighter. So, how does God strengthen us for battle? First, he equips us with his word. Ephesians 6, verse 17 calls the word of God the sword of the Spirit. It's a powerful offensive weapon against the enemy's lies and deceptions. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, he countered each of Satan's attacks with scripture. Similarly, we can face our battles armed with God's truth and promises. Second, God strengthens us through prayer. James 5, verse 16 tells us, "The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much." Prayer isn't just about asking God to fight for us. It's also about aligning ourselves with his will and drawing strength from his presence. Third, God empowers us through his Holy Spirit. In Acts 1 verse 8, Jesus promised, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." This power enables us to stand firm in faith, to resist temptation, and to boldly proclaim God's truth. My friends, when God is your source of strength, no battle is too great to overcome. You may feel small, but remember that with God, you are mighty. You may feel afraid, but God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, as we read in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. Consider the early church, facing persecution and opposition from all sides. Yet, strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they turned the world upside down with the message of the gospel. The same power that raised Christ from the dead lives in you, giving you strength to face whatever battles come your way. So, my dear friends, as you face your battles, remember this. God is fighting for you in ways you cannot see. He is strategically orchestrating events for your ultimate good. And he is the inexhaustible source of strength that empowers you to stand and claim your victory. Your part is to trust him, to stand firm in faith, and to courageously step forward when he calls you to action. As we read in Isaiah 41, verse 10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This is God's promise to you today. He is with you. He will strengthen you. He will help you. He will uphold you. So face your battles with confidence, knowing that the Lord of hosts is your source of strength. Your victory is assured, not because of your own power, but because of the mighty God who strengthens you. Stand tall, my friend. The battle belongs to the Lord, and in him you are more than conquerors. Draw from his endless well of strength, and watch as he turns your battles into testimonies of his glory and grace. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, or listen to this prayer in faith, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Sovereign Lord, I come before you, acknowledging you as the Almighty God, the Lord of hosts, and the one who reigns victorious over every battle. You are the King of glory, strong and mighty. Mighty in battle, and there is none who can stand against you. You are my shield, my fortress, my deliverer, and my ever-present help in times of trouble. Lord, I exalt your holy name, because you are the God who fights for me, the one who parts the seas and makes a way where there seems to be no way. I am grateful that you are the Lion of Judah who roars over my enemies, and the Most High who sits on the throne, reigning forever and ever. Lord, I thank you for your unfailing love, your mercy, and your grace that surround me every day. Thank you for being my defender and for stepping into my battles when I am weak and weary. I thank you for every victory, seen and unseen, that you have won on my behalf, and for the strength you give me to face each day. Lord, I ask for your forgiveness for every sin I have committed, known and unknown. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and create in me a clean heart. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing them into your hands. Father, I cry out to you today, declaring that you are my warrior, my strong tower, and my place of refuge. I surrender every battle before you, knowing that you alone are mighty to save and deliver. Lord, I ask you to rise up on my behalf, to scatter every enemy that seeks to destroy me, and to break every chain that tries to bind me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned. I rebuke every spirit of fear, doubt, and discouragement that tries to overwhelm me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every plan of the enemy that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, declaring that your purpose for my life will prevail. Lord, I ask that you would cover me with your armor, and that you would be my shield and buckler. I call upon your name, Jehovah Nissi, my banner, and I declare that you are the one who fights my battles. In the name of Jesus, let every plot of the enemy be exposed and rendered powerless. Surround me, Lord, with your angels, and let no evil come near my dwelling. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, my body, my spirit, and my home, and I declare that I am hidden under the shadow of your wings. Father, I declare blessings over my life today. I declare that I am blessed in my going out and my coming in, and that your favor surrounds me like a shield. I declare healing over my body, mind, and spirit. In the name of Jesus, and I rebuke every sickness, spirit of infirmity, and disease that tries to take hold of me. I speak life, health, and wholeness into every area of my life, and declare that by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I pray against every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, financial, or spiritual, and declare that I am victorious in Christ Jesus. Almighty God, let every chain be broken, every stronghold be torn down, and every burden be lifted by the power of your mighty hand. Lord, I pray for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Cover them with your protection. Fight their battles, and let your peace reign in their hearts. May they also experience your healing touch, your provision, and your favor in every aspect of their lives. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I'm grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement as we pray for each other, knowing that you are in our midst. Let your Holy Spirit guide, comfort, and empower us to stand strong in the face of every battle. We claim victory in every area of our lives, and we declare that the plans of the enemy will not prevail. Thank you, Lord, for being our defender, our shield, and our mighty warrior. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this prayer, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our channel, Daily Jesus Devotional, for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all your support. You're blessed to be a blessing. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory, and so that other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world can join us and start praying for you right now. Stand in faith with us while we pray. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.